Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
It may be the longest running feud in the NBA. No, not who is number one, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and for all you Kobe acolytes out there, he's not top 10. Calm down. But it's Charles Barkley.
Whoa. No, you don't have Kobe
in the top 10.
A top 10?
He's not even a top 3 Laker.
Jeez.
Magic
Queen
Shaq.
That's not what Shaq said.
What's he going to say? He's dead.
What, Shaq?
No, Kobe.
Oh.
Of course he's going to say that. Come on.
Well, Kobe's really good.
Sure. I'm not going to argue that.
I mean, Lakers historically really good.
Yeah.
Having three of the top 10 is not a bad.
No,
I mean,
it's not
that's
at all.
Not out of the...
And again, Kobe being 11th, not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But there you go. Is the ongoing battle between Charles Barkley and the state of Texas and particular cities in Texas. It started, 20 years ago with the rather large women in San Antonio, as
Ooh.
He liked to call them.
I'd rather go to San Antonio to big old women.
That was a callback to a line when the San Antonio Spurs were in the playoffs, and they didn't want to go to San Antonio because he didn't want to do the Riverwalk with all those large women.
Well, the Riverwalk does smell awful.
You know what's funny is I got out of basic training. The Riverwalk was a slice of freedom for me. It was had the first women I had seen in 6+ weeks.
It probably still smelled better than the barracks, too.
It did. Also, we went to Hooters, and I saw real women for the first time in 6 weeks.
Well, I don't think they were all real.
Danny getting out of basic training and going to a Hooters is the most on-brand thing ever.
So here's what happened. It was a quick derail. Story time. I got out of basic training. I had my BCGs, otherwise known as my birth control glasses, the giant, you know, brown horn-rimmed glasses that nobody looks good in. My dad came down to graduation. He's like, how about we get rid of those? I'd be like, that'd be swell. So we went and found an optometrist the same day appointment. Walk in, got my prescription, got my contacts. Got out of there. My dad's like, let's go get some food. I'm like, all right. He's like, you want to go to the Riverwalk? Sure. You know, this is before, you know, Google. You try and go and see what you find. And my dad's like, how about two birds, one stone? Hooters.
Perfect. Again,
so
right on brand.
It was,
is that a new euphemism? We're calling them birds now?
Yeah. definitely a lot of birds involved. But yeah, that's... So I ended up at the Hooters. It was not a planned destination, nor did we know it was there. It was just very happenstantial and circumstantial.
Okay.
So there you go. But Charles Barkley, he ignited a new feud, and this time not San Antonio, but instead further to the south on the Gulf of Mexico with the city of Galveston.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on. They didn't even try, man. We're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We're sitting there as to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
I love it too, because in the video, Shaq is just, he's deceased.
Dying.
He's deceased.
Lying over. Oh, man.
He's not wrong, though. Have you ever been to Galveston, either of you?
No, I've never been to Galveston.
No, I have
it's,
not.
It's America's version of Somalia, where, like, I want to say it's Satan's butthole. It's awful. I hate everything about it. It's gross, disgusting, nasty, and humid.
Oh.
Hey, don't hold back. Tell me what you think.
Yeah.
I do not enjoy it. And I'm talking about particularly the beach. Like, where you're on the coast, it is gross.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
I have never heard it referred to as America's Somalia.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. That's the frame of reference that I have when I'm there, because it's so stuffy and nasty, and like you chew the air. New Orleans has that same feel too.
Yeah, there's a lot of really bad towns in Texas too. Yeah. But you think it's the worst?
Oh, like I hate it.
Oh, okay,
hate it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not a Gulf of Mexico, Texas person.
All
like,
right,
Houston, don't like it. Not for me.
Just, Houston is just concrete jungle. Like it's that city sucks.
Yeah, that whole Corpus Christi, like that whole area. Like, nah, I can do without it.
Not for you.
Not for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not where he was done though.
No, kept going.
He came back, what, two nights later, and Chuck had to backtrack, but still double down.
I don't want the beehive and Jay after Chuck. Just know that I apologize. I do not want the beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
Would you go on vacation?
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You got to say, I would go to Galveston. Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women. No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
So you know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to try.
Would you rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. And that's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Chuck.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God. Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there. It's still
somehow we are going to transition from that to this.
You like no parts of Texas.
He found out, because Beyonce's mom tweeted at him.
Well, from Houston.
He does not, Beyonce's from Galveston.
Yeah.
Like, she's from the city that Chuck is going in on. So he was like,
Swamp
the Bayhive, I want nothing to do with.
Yeah. You don't.
My ire is now towards San Antonio and a little bit at Galveston still.
And not Galveston the city, Galveston the beach.
That's right.
Because there is a difference. But I love myself a good double down. You know what I love even more? A good triple down.
Wait, Galveston, man.
Oh, what is that?
No.
Oh, you were there. Yes.
Oh.
I had a great time. Oh, I said. First of all, I had a great time in the local hangouts when we played there, when we were down there for training camp. You just can't go to the beach. I want to say that. Everybody was great to me in Galveston. But your beach was dirty as hell.
Did you rent a bike? Did you actually rent a bike and go?
No, I walked around. Hey, I remember that spot was awesome. I went to that spot pretty much every night, actually. But the beach was still dirty as hell. That ain't my fault.
Yeah, that's where.
Look at him.
That's where the Rockets.
Joseph, I remember y'all taking great care of me down in Galveston. I just couldn't go on the beach. I didn't have no steel toe boots.
Gotta have those for a
gotta
beach
have steel toe boots if you're going on that beach in Galveston.
Why you need steel toe boots?
Oh, because you don't want to mess up my pedicure.
Pedicure? Rocks and oil.
Oh, my God. You stepping on sand, dirty sand, oil. Come on. You know I get a mani-pedi every week. I can't mess up these pretty feet.
I love it. The best part about this is somebody who had a picture from Charles Barkley at a bike shop in Galveston from the Houston Rockets training camp. What I would imagine was, 97.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, here's... You may be wondering, why is their beach so dirty? Would they drill for oil right off the coast? Like, there are quite literally hundreds
of oil rigs,
of oil derricks, like, in the water all along the shoreline. It's dirty water. And they've had massive oil spills, a bunch of massive oil spills. So it is not a great beach.
No, that's why I compared it to Somalia, because you have a lot of the same issues through that area where you just have nasty, oily, disgusting water.
You know, I don't think that's why you called it Somalia. Hmm. It was just the worst thing that you could come up with.
No, yes, but also because of the nasty, disgusting, muggy air and water.
It is like when you go down to, you know, Houston in Southeast in Texas, it is like you walk outside in the summer, it feels like you're getting kicked in the stomach.
Oh, no, it's like chewing
air. It is so humid. You just go, and you have to, like, catch your breath because everything is air-conditioned. Because I don't know how... My question is, why did people, like, settle... I'm going to live in Houston before air conditioning existed, because that is a life that nobody should want to live.
I don't.
It's like 89 degrees and 100% humidity.
It's super gross.
You walk through, you have to like push the air out of the way.
And
as you're
walking through.
And as I
always say, you can only get so naked.
You can only get so naked.
In the cold, I understand why people settle in the cold, because like you can bundle up.
No, I still don't even, nope. Not the cold. I would much rather have the heat than the cold.
Not that heat.
Yeah, I would. Oh, I would.
Give me the Vegas heat over the Houston heat any day.
Well, of course. It's dry heat.
Give me the dry heat.
Just like here, we have a dry rain.
Yeah.
Doesn't get you soaking wet. No. It's a dry rain every now and then.
Go to Seattle and then you're drenched.
That's right.
See?
It's a lot more of a dry rain down here.
But shout out doubling and tripling down against the cities that you hate. And also, the Oregon beaches are free and clear here.
That's right.
They're not catching any strays.
No.
It's because they're beautiful.
It's because they're also not beaches, they're coasts.
You stop that.
There you go. Fell right into the trap.
You stop that. Move back to California.
I mean, pay me to.
No.
Oh.
I have $3.
Jeff's like, what's your number?
$3 million. I've got $3.
Yeah, call me SpongeBob. Or is that Patrick?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.